want French fried potatoes, red ripe tomatoes. I'm never satisfied. I want the frim-fram sauce with the offs and fade, with shafafa on the side. Shoot do de do ya do do.
Hi, I'm Norman Van Aken, and welcome to A Word on Food. Today's word on food is sandwiches. I was near a small sandwich stand in an open-air market. It was like many you could see almost anywhere in the world. A radio was playing a vaguely familiar tune. Soft drink cans and cigarette packs lined the windows inside the stand where a lady was stuffing soft buns with meats. There was a paper napkin dispenser advertising Coca-Cola. The sandwich stand happened to be in Florence, Italy. In my hack Italian, I said, "Buongiorno, signora. Due lamprodette, per favore." We Italians are absolutely crazy about these sandwiches, my new friend Jano explained. It is made from the stomach of the cow. Jano had lived in the United States for a number of years before returning to his native land. He had eaten classic New York pastrami sandwiches, barbecued Carolina pork, good, old, all-American cheeseburgers, but this cow's belly on a bun he asked me to join him in consuming is his all-time favorite sandwich. I have to admit, I liked it very much. An Englishman, who also held the title of the Earl of Sandwich, reportedly invented sandwiches. Many people know this by now, but if you don't know, the knowledge is helpful. Apparently, he was an avid card player and wanted a way of conveying the foods of 19th century England to his mouth without greasing up the cards he loved playing so much. Grouse on rye with Stilton and onion, anyone? My definition of sandwiches has blossomed, just as it has around the world. The central rule seems to be portability, with a subclause calling for bread of some kind. Tacos seem legit in this braver new world. Good Lord, if wraps are considered sandwiches, the world of tacos must be admitted. The thrifty, resourceful, and non-squeamish good people of Mexico make carnitas tacos that are an equivalent of the Italians' love of lamprodette. Carnitas means little meats. It foxily doesn't confine itself to the usual center cuts, but can employ a whole host of parts. The stomach, feet, shoulder, ears, ribs, tongue, and rind are all legit. The pig parts are cooked in their own lard for this. Time is crucial, as the goal is to have the pig's natural collagens expressed as it cooks and softens these tougher cuts. That means an exquisite juiciness and tenderness as one can imagine. Tuck that into a corn tortilla, and you have a Mexican sandwich that's worth its salt. And salt is necessary amidst the luxury of the meat and fat. So is bitter. That is why you often see radishes offered. So is acidity. That is why there are plates of pickled jalapenos and carrots in small bowls on the counter. And herbs are nice to have in the expanding range of flavors in your carnitas sandwich. In Mexico, cilantro is prevalent, but you may not be in Mexico. You may not like cilantro. Try a tad of oregano or wild marjoram. Amazing with pork. But let's rejoin our friend Jano back in Italy a moment, where I asked him this. What would the Earl of Sandwich have thought of lamprodette? Jano looked far over the water as he finished the last bite of his lunch and said he might have loved them. After all, he was a gambling man, and it is a gutsy sandwich. I'm Norman Van Aken, and that's my word on food.